The Detox Scam. That's the name of today's little mini clip, The Detox Scam. Important topic, especially as the lies and the inversions never cease to exist in the health milieu. I figured I'd do a little thing today about the detox scam. And this is something that I myself fell for, actually rather heavily for quite a few years. Around the time of 2013 is when I kind of fell into the fold of the detox scam. And essentially what the detox scam is telling you that you need all these herbs and potions and supplements, and somehow this is going to cleanse you because you're so, quote, toxic. We can see the Exodian undertones just straight away. And that you don't need to bother with actually eating real, normal, nutritious food. Forget about that. That hasn't worked since time immemorial. You need to purge all the, quote, toxins out of your body, utilizing the heroic method of medicine. And allopathy is essentially a heroic methodology of medicine. It's when you do all these insane things to the body, like leech therapy and all the just the crazy Zio sludge that they continue to perpetuate via, actually it's Vio, it's violent too, via allopathy or other suffering. So I was into this whole detox scam going back about 9 years. I fell for the intermittent fasting thing, using all these herbals and superfoods that were located in parts of the world that my ancestors have probably no connection to nor ever visited, which is really kind of weird when you think about it and you take a step back, especially now being in, you know, in more of a racial stead of thinking. But hell, I fell for it, and I fell for it during a time when I think I was pretty vulnerable, which of course is how we all fall for anything. When we're vulnerable, right? Like when someone's on the rebound from a relationship, whether it was good or bad, they fall for another relationship or something else. So I fell for this whole detox scam after my dad had basically been poisoned by allopathic, quote, cancer treatments. And I was determined to not have that be my fate. So I went on this kind of a detox thing. And now I can see, you know, especially coming full circle and really focusing on eating normal, healthy food, no skipping meals, you know, none of this cutting out a certain macronutrient. We can see in retrospect how tomfoolish that is. And essentially, the detox scam is an eating disorder. It's kind of more of an orthorexia, which means right eating, right? Because ortho means like right. So it's an orthorexic style of I guess, you know, restriction, if you will. I'd even say that any of these other diets like veganism, which is part of the detox scam, and any of the low carbohydrate diets, these are also eating disorders, a bit different than the more classical and well-known ones like anorexia or bulimia, when either someone starves or purges. And of course you could have both of those and probably even the orthorexia as well. This is really the new eating disorder, this detox scam, this orthorexia. There's an interesting book that I read many years ago. I think it's written by an Oyvind. I think the gent's name is Stephen Bratman. It's called The Orthorexia Cure or something like that. But I think he was the first person that actually popularized utilizing that word, because a lot of these, quote, diets, you know, I really don't like that word anyway, because that word just connotes that the person's going to be restricted. They're going to be addicted to some fanatical way of eating. He coined that phrase, and it's very apropos given the, quote, detox scam. And even though I think the whole detox thing kind of started maybe with like the raw vegan movements back about 15, 20 years ago, I think we're seeing a real heyday of it going mainstream, especially with the, quote, plant-based movement, which is really nothing more than getting people on even more of a ZWO diet than they were currently on, which is even higher in polyunsaturated fats and higher in low quality starches and higher in fart producing vegetable fibers and higher in fortified iron and all this stuff. This is not what our ancestors ate. This is not what we should be eating. So when you do this whole detox thing, and of course it takes time to recover from it, and of course the longer you do something, the longer it takes to recover. Sometimes it's said it takes twice as long to recover from something then you did it. So if you did something for 2 years, it could take you maybe 4 years or so to really get yourself calibrated. So one of the most deleterious aspects of these detox scam, which is essentially any regime of eating which is intensely restrictive, and the sad thing is a lot of people who have never even done these kind of like more detoxy superfood intermittent fasting things, they're doing some type of detox scam because they're not eating the real food of their ancestors. And of course I understand most of us were not raised with those foods. I wasn't. I was raised with some of them, but really not the ones that I eat today. Like, I didn't grow up eating liver. I don't think most people did who are of, you know, Gen X and millennial and even the younger kids. If I talk to anybody, it's usually the boomers who grew up with liver. They were the last generation to get that. But the thing is when you eat these non-nutritious diets, your nervous system basically goes into fight, flight, or freeze. So you really get into this stead where you're just frozen because you're so terribly malnourished. And how are you going to detox excess hormones like estrogen if you're not taking in the right nutrition? You're not going to be able to detox it. If you're not eating enough, you're not going to be able to poop enough to actually get out these used hormones. And this, of course, makes problems worse. And usually the main reason people get on these detox scams in the first place is because there is something that they want to either quell or prevent. Sometimes when people do restricted eating, they're trying to control other aspects of their life that they cannot control. And there's also an addiction in this Zio sludge culture, and we see it more and more and more, especially with all this plastic surgery, not just the scalpel plastic surgery, but the kind of like lunchtime plastic surgery, if you will, when someone can get their face pumped up with injectables and, well, go right back to lunch. There's this addiction to staying youthful, to being maidens, to being small, to taking up no space. We see this over and over again. We see younger and younger people, especially women, falling into this fold. And I think also we see a lot of people who are doing this stuff like on Instagram, which is rife with false imagery of beauty. I think some of these young, quote, women who are getting all this stuff done, they're actually trannies. So then we have even a more false representation of what beauty actually is. And back to what I was saying prior, we think we're dirty, so we have to detox all this stuff out of us. That's a very Exdean mentality. Oh, I'm dirty. Oh, I'm nothing. Oh, I'm a sinner. That's not true. It's never been true. But of course, we live in a culture which is Exdean, even if we ourselves are not. Most of us are probably cultural Exdeans, whether we want to admit it or not, because we're in this society that still has these Zio sludge ideas and ideologies. Something else worth mentioning is that we need to nourish our system and support it and rebuild it so it can perform proper function, so our liver can detox, so our bowels can basically, you know, excrete feces. So if we're not doing that, then we have all these toxins just recirculating in our system. Heavy metals, all different types of wastes, hormones. These are not supposed to be in our bodies. We're supposed to be detoxing essentially on a regular basis, not by purging ourselves via these heroic methodologies, like doing all these enemas and taking all these herbs and fasting and all this stuff. We're supposed to be naturally detoxing, which is probably not the best word to use for this context, but anywho, I'll utilize it. We're supposed to be naturally detoxing just by eating enough food and moving and breathing. We're not supposed to do all this crazy stuff like shooting water up our asses or eating some food that's native to Laos. You know, it doesn't make any sense long term. And we also have to focus on the animal foods, of course, back to something I've talked about a lot on White Wellness. Of course, in my early days, it was a bit different going back to 2019, but we need animal foods. We need ample protein. We need gelatinous meats. We need to eat stuff like bone broth, which heals the intestinal tissue and lining, right? And this, I think, especially applies to women. Most women are starving and malnourished. We're told to not eat certain things. We're told to just eat salads. And I don't even know what like people actually eat. Like, I have no idea what other people eat. I always assume it's something very different than me, but the sad thing is so many women are starving and malnourished. This puts their body into a survival state. This also reinforces all these Zio narratives of women being crazy, women being bitches, women going extra crazy after menopause. This is because they're starved and they're malnourished, and we've normalized these things which should have been taken care of back in way earlier in their life, but the information wasn't out there, or they were admonished for wanting to eat normal food, right? So the body cannot be in a rest and digest stage when it's starving. It's in a survival stage. This keeps the nervous system in a hypervigilant mode, which, how can you ever relax? How could you ever expect to build good hormones if you're in this kind of like always looking over your shoulder, completely just like in a foxhole for the rest of your life? You know, this hypervigilant state is not normal. Maybe it's your body's response, but it's not normal. And the thing is that there's a lot of stuff going on now with people getting aware of trauma and trying to heal the trauma, especially the trauma of their early childhood. And that's great. I think that's a wonderful thing. I've explored a lot of those things myself as well, but you cannot trauma inform yourself out of things without nourishment. All the pranayama in the world won't do it alone. Will it help you? 100%. I can vouch for that personally. It's very helpful, but if you're not getting the right nourishment, all the modalities, all the yoga, you know, all the breath work, all the nature walks, you know, all the therapy, all the emotional freedom technique, all of this. This is all good. But if you don't have that base foundational thing of eating the right foods, your body is not going to be able to heal. You need protein and cholesterol for nerve cell health. This allows nerve signals to be sent in the body. The vegan scum diet, and most diets, even if they're not strictly vegan, they fall into that vegan scum category. If someone's not eating offal or organs or eating gelatinous meats, to me, that's a vegan scum diet. You also need protein and cholesterol, not just for your nerve health, but for your pelvic health and your reproductive health. That's why we're seeing so much mental illness in the world today, because people are so fucking malnourished, right? That's really what it is, really what it comes down to. And then we have all these issues that happen to ladies as they get older, even more exacerbated if they've had a lot of births, possibly a lot of traumatic births, where they didn't eat the right foods prior to conception, or whilst they were gestating, or during the postpartum time. And then we have issues like prolapse, uterine prolapse, bladder prolapse, rectal prolapse, drying out into a raisin after menopause with no sex drive. Like, we're normalizing these weaknesses, which our ancestors, these aren't things that people had historically. We're normalizing everything in society that's dysgenic because the foundational diet is piss poor. And detox is really just a mask of a bigger deficiency, right? So if someone's drawn to that, it really means that something else really needs to be done or quelled, but we may not know what to do, and that may seem like the only thing that comes into our mental state. Like, I know with me, I just found this stuff on the sidebar of YouTube about 9 years ago. You know how it is. To this day, it's the same thing. Things just pop up on your sidebar, and hey, that's how you find stuff, right? And we also need to chew food. So all these ideas of just eating smoothies, these green smoothies, which have no protein, no collagen, you know, no saturated fats. Like, we need to chew our food to ignite our digestive fire, what the Vedics call Agni. That helps to shape our face. We see so many people these days who have these slack faces from, of course, being gestated on ill diets, mouth breathing. The fucking JWO Oyedei costume is a big part of this. So we really need to chew our food. It's really, really important. And also, we really want to take our approach to food that we would take when we engage in touch. We live in this porn culture where it's just based on, I've got to get a release, you know, I've got to get mine, I've got to have an orgasm, I've got to satisfy my belly and put some Chick-fil-A or some Pepsi inside of it. That is so lame. We want to take the same approach to touch that we take to food, slow cooking our food, making bone broths, slow cooked meats, of course, eating the raw stuff too. I do everything. You know, I do the real ancestral thing where I do half cooked and half raw, right? We want to have this idea of non-goal oriented touch. Like, everything in this culture is so oriented towards a goal, right? That's so young. That's so much a perversion of the masculine, right? It's really not about that. It doesn't behoove men or women to act like that. All it does is it serves Big Z, right? That's all it does in the end. And when you do this slow cookery, you're able to kind of coax the collagen out of food, and that makes up our fascia in our body, collagen, but we also need to consume it. It's really important for all of our bodily functions, especially our pelvic bowl, which is typically mislabeled as the pelvic floor, but it's a bowl. And it's really important to get these foods into one's diet, to take the time to do it. I mean, everyone has time. Do you want to spend that time fiddling around on the web, watching low-quality programs? I don't even know what people do with their time, but we all have ideas of how we can use our time. And if you're making something like a bone broth, you don't have to sit there for 3 hours whilst it simmers. You put it up, you watch it until it comes up because you don't want it to overboil. Then you put it on a low simmer, and then you just do your business, and that's it. And if you have to leave the house, you can do it in a slow cooker or something like that. So we really have to stop making excuses and stop normalizing things that are not normal. These things are not normal. They're becoming normalized. Like, people think it's normal to get braces, like every child should get braces. Now we have a lot of youngsters being born with a tongue tie. Like, these things are not normal. These are from gestational malnutrition, and then it becomes multi-generational, and then people think, oh, I had braces, my children would need braces. No, these are lies. These are Zio lies based on malnutrition and pornified culture. And back to one more thing I want to say is about touch, you know, touching our bodies with non-goal-oriented touch, as well as eating slow-cooked foods. We live in this society, especially since Oyed AI, where touch is like, you know, it's everyone thinks everyone has like literal AIDS, even though of course we know AIDS is a hoax too, and it's an energy issue from doing all types of deleterious activity. But touch is so important. Touch your food, touch your body. Like, this is so important. Like, if you don't do it, who's gonna do it, right? And we have no idea how good we can feel. Most of us have no fucking clue how amazing, how incredible we could feel if we just connected with ourselves. And everything in the culture right now, especially right now, is out there for you to not connect with yourself on every level, right? So we really, really need to focus on these things and not fall for the scams, because there's so many scams out there, but it really all starts with foundational nutrition. That's really where it starts, and that's pretty much where it ends too. Like I said, we can do all the pranayama in the world, as amazing as it is, but we need that foundational diet. I mean, why do you think they sell the new age or Jew age yoga Ayurvedic lie that we're supposed to eat all this plant food? It's a hoax. It's so we can have this like kundalini awakening, or get to the precipice or the brink of it, and then not have the nutrition to go through it or get injured from it. We need to eat good quality, wholesome food. So that's all I have to say for today. A bit of a more lengthy one, but an important one. Don't fall for the detox scam. And if you did, forgive yourself. You know, we've all made mistakes in this world. No one's immune from making a mistake. And I'll leave everyone with a groovy quote. Forgive your younger self, believe in your current self, and create your future self. Wishing everyone a groovy weekend.